Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show shines a spotlight on local businesses and services in our region. If there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by American Clearwater owner Greg Naples and, in testimonial fashion, one of his customers, Jeff Thompson. So, gentlemen, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Randy.
First couple things for you, Greg. Locally owned and operated, where from?
Locally and operated for the last 35 years, and we're in Williamsville, New York. And we scan the eight counties of Western New York, and we do a lot of restaurants in Buffalo, like Hutch's and Tempo's and Cole's and Brennan's and Lombardo's and Zoe's and Orazio's. We do all the restaurants, so when people come in, the clients, and they have a nice, fresh, clear water to drink.
How is it that the business got started? How did you get involved in this?
You know, I was getting a haircut one time, 45 years ago on Harris Hill in Maine, and the guy that was getting a haircut just sold Sheridan Soft Water, which was a competitor of ours. And I asked him, do they need any help? And he gave me the number, and then a week later, I started working for Sheridan Soft Water.
And what is it that you do? I mean, it sounds pretty self-explanatory, but go ahead.
Well, what we do basically, when people call, like we'll have Mr. Thompson here in a few minutes, but the way I met him, they call and if there's a problem with their water, he's up across from Kissing Bridge, and they had a problem with their son, their four boys actually, that had a skin irritation and rash, and he called American Clearwater, and we came out and we analyzed the water and gave him a couple of different solutions, and he bought a system, and that's how I met him 10 years ago, and we installed his water system on a Sunday. And well, we became friends since, and the irritation of the kids cleared up, and it's a lot of things to do. But we basically, it's like on city water here in Buffalo, there's a chlorine residual, that is, there's a lot of chlorine in our water. And what we do, during the water test, which only takes 5-10 minutes, you know, when they call us, we're not at your house for an hour and a half trying to sell you something, which customers love. You know, we're there for 10, 15, 20 minutes at the most. We leave them information, and they can call or say, "Go, geez, that sounds great. Go ahead and do it." Or they can ponder or get extra, you know, they can call somebody else for another quote.
Is that more or less a typical problem, why a customer would come to you? Is there something in the water that they're reacting to in a negative fashion for their health or something like that?
Well, a big problem, we have hard water. And with all the restaurants we have for their dishwasher, if you can imagine this, the only thing hard water is calcium, magnesium, and lime, is dissolved mineral in the water. And when it goes through the water conditioner, it takes out the calcium, magnesium, and lime. And if there's other problems with the water, like our municipal water with people on their home, they have a lot of chlorine. Depending on the water analysis, we can take all that chlorine out of the water too. And so the restaurants use it because what the customers use it for at the restaurants, it cuts back 30% on the chemicals they use. Their plates, different silverware and glasses come out spot-free, and they really love it when you sit them up on the table. And people like nice, they don't like water coming out of the tap these days. I mean, when they go to a nice restaurant like Lombardo's and they ask for water, they don't want hose water. They don't want water coming out of the tap.
Yeah, there's a certain expectation when you go to a restaurant that the plate's going to be clean, and and the silverware too. You can't have that spotted.
Yep.
Jeff, if you don't mind, we'll bring you in here too. What is your association with Greg? When did this all start for you? What kind of a problem did you have?
Well, my wife and I have four kids, and the big part about, you know, what we were experiencing, and when we first moved into this place, we're basically in Colden. It's a well water system, a lot of irons, it was like basically drinking rust. It was terrible, especially in the summertime when the temperatures were really hot. Wintertime, not quite as bad, but still just unbearably hot, you know, hard water. We got to the point where when we started having kids, it was almost hard to put them in a tub because you knew that the water just wasn't that great. You know, we tried everything. We tried, inline filters, under sink filters, that kind of thing. But I finally got to the point where I knew we needed something larger that was going to handle this, you know, handle what we do. I called a bunch of companies. I checked out everybody's prices. I checked out how everybody handled me when we were, you know, actually talking about the system or what we were doing. But the one thing I love most about Greg is, first of all, you got to love the guy when he comes through the door because he's just a lovable guy. He's a great guy. But Greg basically explained it to us in a manner that we did not get from the other guys. The other guys just basically gave us options without any, you know, they said, well, this filter is going to take out some of the iron, but the way that it's designed, it's not going to get all of this, or it's not going to get this, you know, but you're still, it's going to be perfect. You're going to really love it. You know, Greg basically designed a system that was designed after our water. It got rid of, he tested our water first, and then he showed us how much mineral and deposit, everything we've got in the water, and then he told us how he was going to cure that with a custom designed system, which was absolutely fantastic. I've had it for a long, long time. The soft water is great. The water out of the tap is fantastic. Every kid that comes over in the summertime, they love our water because it's cold and it's clean and it's really good. You fill a bathtub with this water and you let the water settle, and it's almost like the water's not in the tub. That's how clear it is. That's how nice it is. And Greg, with his service and, you know, following up with the salt and the deliveries and, you know, the things that he's done, changing filters and helping out with screens and everything, the system is just fantastic. I love the guy.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about American Clearwater. Just listening now to Jeff Thompson, who is one of the customers of owner Greg Naples, who is here with us. And Jeff, you mentioned well water for you. If you don't mind me asking, Greg, well water more difficult to treat for what you do?
It can be. You know, doing this for 4 to 5 years, we got little things that we do to make it a lot better real quick. But once we don't know what we're doing, once we get people on well water, we have to come out to the house. A lot of people call. We get a lot of calls. Well, give me a price over the phone. And it's very difficult. Once I'm at their house, and I rest assured them, I go, listen, I have to be there. I have to test the water. And it takes about 5 or 10 minutes, I can give you a price. People want prices, you know, over the phone. It's very difficult. You know, depending on how many parts made of iron, how hard the water is, do they have sulfur in the water, like a rotten egg smell to the water, their pH, their sodium chloride, their TDS. There's 5 or 6 or 7 tests we have to go through. Once I test those, that take me 5 or 10 minutes. I give you a price, and away you go. There's no pressure with American Clear Water whatsoever.
Well, my family used to have well water, switched to town water now in Orleans County, but kind of besides the point. But where I'm going with this is that I know that all of that stuff, the stuff that filtered through the wells, is in the piping and in the plumbing. So do you have to do any work in that regard?
Yeah, a very good question. Over the years, depending on how hard your water is, they have iron in the water, it'll build up. Water is a universal solvent. You have nasty water with iron and sulfur and hard water. The pipes will plug up to a certain extent. I've seen plugs, three-quarter-inch lines that were plugged up, you could see a pinhole through them. But if they're not too bad and it's not longevity that we had these, sometimes they have to change the pipes. But in most ways, that when we put a system, it reverses the flow. Water is a universal solvent, so it'll clean those pipes out. It doesn't happen overnight. It might take a year or two, but it'll reverse the action on it.
We were talking off air, Jeff, and you had mentioned the fact that your particular call came on one of those odd days. So what day did you call, and what day did Greg respond?
Well, we actually got together on a Saturday, which, you know, worked out for me because I work full time and so does my wife. So Greg came over on a Saturday, which was fantastic. You know, we went through the whole system with him. And, you know, like you said, there was no pressure. There was, yeah, that's the one thing I like best about Greg is he was really easy to deal with. You know, the second he got out of the car, my dogs loved him. You know, I mean, I'd go, okay, if the dogs love him, you know, right away he's a good guy. You know, dogs are great judges of character. But anyway, the, you know, the big thing about it was that I, you know, I knew right away. I said, this is the guy. He's doing the right thing. I know he's doing the right thing. The price, I was, you know, way better than the other guys. Something I didn't really even want to share with him until, I guess, at this point. Now I have to. But he was quite a bit lower than everybody else, and the job was absolutely seamless, fantastic. And he did it on a Sunday, which I couldn't believe. I said to him, you know, well, we could probably leave the doors open. I can keep the dogs away. The kids will be home after school. And he looks at me and he goes, JT, I'll be here tomorrow. I'm like, what? He says, yeah, I'll be here on a Sunday. So he came in on a Sunday. The system was great. His guys were great. I mean, it really was just, and that was the beauty of it, too, is I was expecting some other guys, but Greg actually shows up to do the install, to make sure that everything's perfect. You know, we had lunch, and the guy's been a family member ever since.
Yeah, I was just going to say that that's, we didn't really get into that, but you've known each other 10 years, and obviously, you know, customer and guys supplying this American Clearwater system, good friends now.
He's a fantastic guy. Not only does he know water systems, you know, he knows golf, but he's better at water system than he is at golf.
So I think that goes for almost everybody. the not so good at golf. Sorry, had to throw that in there. So, well, I was going to ask then, Greg, why American Clearwater? But I think we got a pretty clear picture from Jeff.
Yeah, well, I love what I do, Randy. You know, I've been doing this for 45 years. I've done 35 years with American Clearwater. I started 35 years ago, and I had to have a little experience for the first 10 years dealing with the installations and service work and work with my bosses and stuff like that. But I learned a lot by that, so I had enough gumption, you could say, from a school teacher in Clarence, is why don't you open your own business? And it's one of the best decisions I ever made. I love what I do. I love my customers. They become, you know, it's easy philosophy for business for me. When you sell somebody something, that's when your work starts, you know, not to sell somebody's. You know, after that, we became friends, and if they have a problem, they know I'm there immediately.
Now, in the intervening 10 years since you installed this particular system for Jeff, mm-hmm. any changes, tweaks in what is done, or is essentially everything pretty much the same?
No, what's nice, what we do with Jeff, we see him every year. We change theirs in the softener, especially on well water. Once a year, it's only needed. There's a jet of Venturian screen. We change. We sanitize the system. We check and analyze the water, make sure if we have to tweak it, if they might have two or three more kids. In Jeffrey's case, that's not the case. He still has four, but they're all grown up now. It's amazing when you put a system for somebody, you see them, and you see their kids grow up. I mean, you're part of the family. You know, I mean, I get there at 4:30 on a Friday, and they're having dinner, and I, you know, sit right down at the table and have dinner with them. It's nothing like it. Nobody said you couldn't make money, have fun at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there are young girls involved, I'm guessing shower time especially is a little elongated, right?
Yeah. Yes, for
so
sure.
That definitely matters to have the water working right. Something else I wanted to touch on before we let you go, Greg. I understand that you also regularly invest and contribute to charities here in Western New York.
Yeah,
Roswell. Very big thing for you.
Well, my mom passed away at 51 years old of cancer, and I've been doing the ride for Roswell for 23, 24 years now. And I always, and I'm a contributor for that for that many years, and I haven't missed a year yet, so I'm doing pretty good. It's getting longer to ride that bike that long, but it's a great Ride for Roswell is magnificent, along with they do for the community and the research they do for cancer.
Well, and good on you for contributing like you do. Sad that it had to come around the way that it did, but yeah. Very good and worthy efforts, too.
Yes, thank you so much.
And also a testament to your friendship with Jeff, and I'm assuming there are more Jeffs in your clientele.
Well, we have probably 1,350 customers, and you know, anyone call me at any time, and I'm there for them. They surely know that.
Well, gentlemen, in this day of customer service, that is hard to find because people just don't know what customer service is about these days. But Greg takes it to heart, and he wears it on his sleeve without a doubt.
Well said. If it's okay with you, Greg, we'll let him have the last word on that. Jeff Thompson and the owner of American Clearwater, Greg Naples, joining us here on Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.